This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine once suggested to me that I be what people call present. I wasn't really here, he said, because it was clear that part of me was always thinking about something or letting my mind wander. Be here now, he said, and he gave me lots of little exercises to do to help settle my mind. There was a meditation app for my phone, which I occasionally use, though to be honest, at this point it's really just a nap alarm. And there were a couple of books about free writing and something called morning pages, which means essentially that you wake up in the morning and write 5 or 6 pages of almost anything. For free, I asked. As a writer, I don't really like writing things for free for any reason, but I am intermittently trying it out, and as long as I don't remind myself as I'm writing that nothing I'm writing will turn into money, I'm okay with it. The exercise that worked the best, though, was simply to be aware of what you're thinking when you're thinking it. So during a stressful production day, when I instinctively reach for a donut, I stop and ask myself what I'm really thinking about, which is mostly how much I love donuts, but is also often some other non-pastry-related thing in which the donut is simply a distraction, and a lot of the times, this keeps me from eating the donut. Well, not a lot of the times, but some of the times. Now, the problem with this system is that I've begun to identify one of the regular, instinctive, fleeting thoughts that runs through my brain. I'll read the trades or talk to a colleague about a project he or she's got going or see in the Wall Street Journal that another streaming video on-demand service is kicking off or something like that, and there will be a brief instant, but a recognizable one, in which my primary thought is, does this piece of information benefit me in some way? Now, I discovered this one morning as I was scrolling through my friend Richard Rushfield's excellent daily newsletter about the entertainment industry, The Ankler, and if you're in this business or just want to be or just want to know more about it, my strong advice is to subscribe. And I heard myself echoing in a tiny voice inside my head, hey, a lot of movie studios are betting on universes like the Marvel Universe and the Avatar Universe. Does this benefit me in some way? Or AT&T is buying Warner Brothers, though some of the deal points apparently need to be finalized. Does this benefit me in some way? Or what's up at Sony? Does this benefit me in some way? And of course it doesn't. These are data points that have zero near-term impact on me that may ripple out at some point and reach me, but by then the actual benefit or harm will be impossible to trace back. But it's been disconcerting to notice just how quickly my brain sifts through inputs to determine which ones, if any, will affect me. Now, I'm pretty sure I don't do this when people, real people in my life, tell me things. I mean, if a friend tells me that he's going on a trip, I'm pretty sure I don't scan that info for a personal angle. If I hear from someone that they're getting married or moving or whatever, I have yet to catch myself wondering if somehow there's something in it for me. And if a writer I know tells me that her pilot has been picked up to series, I don't first wonder if there's some way I can benefit from her good fortune. Okay, well, I do that. But I feel bad that I do that. And the only reliable way to snap out of it is with a donut. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll get into some fun stuff. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.